It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
It's episode 25, season 2 of the 8 for 52 podcast. Bushy with you as always, and joining me as they do, good afternoon, good morning, and good evening to Tammy Chu and Nitesh Hemlani.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, okay, let's firstly get it out of the way, Nitesh.
You've got
30 seconds to talk about your half century this morning in Morning League.
I was thinking on my way here, but and I missed the last episode. So I had these great ideas of what we can do for the podcast. And I thought we should do a segment on the KCC Morning League because there's so much great cricket that happens at the KCC Morning League. It's worth talking about on the podcast, such as today's morning game.
15 seconds.
Bushy, you called it. Did you like the scoop shot?
The Hemlani scoop, it's been described as. It was brilliant. I love to see it. And yes. Congratulations on your half century. Is that your maiden Morning League half century?
Maiden for Morning League, third overall. I always get out the first or second ball after the 50 as well. It's really annoying. I need to try to like get to 60 next time.
That was hilarious. Get to your 50 and just get your middle stump removed. Well done. Well, congratulations. Dan, we're not going to talk about that again. Lots to talk about in this week's podcast, though. The Plenty returns. That's coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that in ins and outs. Sky Plaza Road with the Hong Kong T20i series, proudly supported by India Club.
We need to talk about that.
We will be talking about that. We also have a scoop in the podcast in SPR. I have the playing 14.
Ooh, I've heard rumors, but
I have,
go on.
It's unofficially official. I have the 14. We'll talk about that at Sky Plaza Road. A women's cricket wrap with Tammy Chu. We've got the T20 finals coming up. Yeah. That's coming up. We're going to talk about that. And you've also got some other juicy gossip to talk about in women's cricket wrap. Is Challenge League returning this week, Nitesh?
Challenge League has never left. There's always been Challenge League. And yeah, really, really looking forward to it.
Okay. So we'll do a Challenge League segment as well, unlike last week that lasted about 7 seconds. Big show. We should get on with it. Let's do it.
And now it's time for outs and ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yes, time for outs and ins, covering all last weekend's game. The tipping tally to start with, this is tight. Nitesh on 91 and I'm on 91. I mean, that's a lot of tips right, no matter how this turns out, but we'll run through all the games from last weekend. Let's start with Sunday Elite Division 1, the game that I didn't bother to call, and I'm pretty much glad that I didn't, Nitesh.
Yeah, I'm not sure why Cricket Heroes said it's a 40-over game. I presume rain reduced the overs, but
yes, it
didn't matter because Vagabonds wouldn't have lasted 40 overs anyways. They're bowled out for exactly 100. 3 wickets for Hazaz, 2 for Dan Pascoe, 2 for Jay Davidson, and Templar smashed it.
Yeah, they needed to after a couple of dodgy losses this season. 1 by 7 wickets. Player of the match, Hazaz Khan, also getting a 24. I mean, it was such a ridiculous game that the top scorer was Sunny Bimsaria with 30. There's only 204 runs scored in a Sunday Elite Division. And yeah, sure, it was rain affected, but nobody batting out, obviously. That was only, how much is that? Is that even 50 overs in total? No.
Oh, not even.
It's one ball short of 50 overs. What a disaster that was. We all picked the temps in that one. Tammy, well, let's have a look at the Sunday Elite Division 1 table.
So, off the table now, let's talk about the top three teams. We got KCC Templars on the first place, 0.16, and then the Pack Elite on the second place, 15 points. And then the HKCC Scorpions also getting 15 points, but Pack still got 2 games in hand, I believe. And then KCC and HKCC still got 1 game in hand. So I think the top team's gonna vary a bit. And then the second rank is gonna be like the DOSW Tony Turner's on the fourth place, got 10 points. And then we've got HKCC Wanderers getting 6 points at the 5th place. And the 6th place is USROC getting 5 points. And the last one is the USROC Vagabonds, only got 1 point off the Raindorf.
So you'd say the Tony Turners have a very big outside chance to try to get up into the top two there. They've got, 3 games in hand. They could get to a maximum of 16, which is where the temps are now with a game to play. It's probably going to come down to that top three, but relegation, the Wanderers came up this season and they might go back down with only 2 games in hand. The USRC Elite, I'm sure they're going to pack that side and try to push them out of relegation because the Vagabonds are gone, obviously. Nitesh, let's have a look at the top 5 batters, shall we?
Batting chart. So Shiv Martha, benefiting from the under-17 rule, has already played 12 innings. and is leading the run charge at 433 runs. In behind him, Kinshasa, 9 innings, 405 runs. Hafiz Khan has had a good season, 8 innings, 399 runs. Nizakat Khan, 7 innings, 377 runs. And Tariq Nawaz, 8 innings, 362 runs. So that top chart, even if you go to number 6 and number 7, dominated by just the two clubs, two PACC batters, the rest HKCC.
Yep, but none of them two are on top at the moment. The bowling, let's have a look at that, which is where the Templars start to shine. At the top, Waqas Bakut, 8 games for 20 wickets and an econ of 4.14. In second place from Templars as well, Farhad Hayat, 10 games for 19 wickets. Also on 19 wickets, also from the KCC Templars, Jay Davidson and an econ of 5.17. Finally, somebody not from the Templars in fourth place, Manian Dhar from the Tony Turners with 18 wickets from 9 games and rounding out the top 5. Gaz Mohammad Gazumfer, only the six games for his 16 wickets and a very nice econ of 3.14. So that's Sunday Elite Div 1. Let's move on to Div 2. It was the Knights up against the Lions. We've all picked the Knights in this one. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, it was a really, really good effort from the SSCC Lions, which is not saying much because they still went down by 101 runs. But by their standards, the Lions put up a fight. Knights got 239 for 8. Again, a rain-reduced game, 33 overs aside on Mission Road. Knights batted out of 33 overs. Preet Mangukia, the youngster, has been so good this year.
He has been amazing.
57 of 56.
He's only in his first year of under-15s, I think.
Yeah.
He's a year younger than my son. So, 14, player of the match, scored a 57. And I think he
features... Deeper. As well.
And ridiculous. So the Knights getting a big win there. They won by 101 runs. We all got that tip right. Also in Div 2, the Opties playing India Club Brahmas. Tammy, remember talking about this last week? My heart said the Brahmas. My head said the Opties. And what did I say in the outro? Oh, damn. I forgot that the Hong Kong Sevens were on.
Yeah.
So, what happened?
The Opties got smashed.
They were all out. Was it 41 over game, but they didn't bat that out. 173 all out in 39.5. The Brahmas, boom.
Yeah. Boom. Well, I do know this. The two top run scorers in this game, Ankur and Sahal, both edged behind, both were given not out.
Okay.
So that's a fun little tidbit for you there.
I can see who the umpires are on the match officials list there behind.
You need to read their names out. But yeah, I mean, the Sahal 89 or 173 says it all, and you can't defend that at HKCC.
No, and Ankur Vashista with a century, 101 off 62 deliveries, of course. Niaz Ali doing what he does, apart from tricking everyone on Instagram, telling him that he's retiring. I can't believe, I messaged him and I went, I cannot believe people fell for this.
Yeah.
So many people fell for that.
Mostly kids, to be fair.
Kerry Jan fell for it.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, that one went straight up. Niaz getting a 3 for 47. Shelton getting a 2 for 12. And the Brahmas getting the job by 9 wickets. Ankur Vashista, the player of the match. Natash, what's the table for Sunday Elite Div 2?
So the Opties loss doesn't shake them off first place yet, but Brahmas are closing in. Opties are 15 points. Brahmas are 14 points, but a game in hand. Infidels, 11 points, but have plenty of games left to play, so they can make a late charge here. Knights are out of it, 5-5 and 10. I believe it's only 10 games, so I think the Knights have officially done their season. But I think they might be double counting some matches there. I'm sure they've got games coming up, as do SLCC Lions. So the points table is wrong. Make note of that. This is focused on the fact that top three is probably correct.
Okay, so that's going to be tight because the Infidels are going to come strong at the latter part of the season. The batting table for Sunday Div 2 at the top, of course. Sahal Malvankar with his 666. Well, that's a bit of a devil's number, isn't it? Averaging 333 from 5 innings. Ankur Vashista now moving up to 502 runs at 86 from his 7 innings. In third place, Suleiman Butt, 442 runs. Siegfried Y, 298 from 8. And in fifth place, Akash Yadav from the India Club Brahmas now up to 253.
So look at Sahal's strike rate. 152.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I mean, he still scored big runs in a game that they lost.
Yeah.
This is what he does. Tammy, bowling.
Bowling wise, well, Niaz Ali with the 3 wickets he's got last weekend, he got 25 wickets and 6 innings, topping up the table.
Can I just point out, you're going to run through the next 5, but the next 2, second place and third place, have the same amount of wickets as Niaz by himself.
Yes, exactly. So the second place, it's Saptashim Mukherjee getting 13 wickets in 7 innings. And then the next two both got 12 wickets, Sameer Shahi and Yapa Mathisha. But Sameer only got 6 innings, while Yapa got 9 innings already. And then the fifth place is Aryan Muhammad, getting 11 wickets in 9 innings.
I believe that photo Aryan has is from his game with HKU at BKVR Park.
What a wonderful stat. That's the Crick Heroes photo for Muhammad Aryan. Let's move on to Saturday. Saturday Championship Div 1. The Diaskwa Little Siwan Warriors up against Lama. This was the only game of difference this week between you and I, Nitesh. And I got so close. So very close.
The Lama cricket team is the best cricket team. Hits you to the boundary and we'll smash you with the seam.
They didn't smash it. Nobody smashed it. Sky Warriors were bowled out for 110, which was pretty awful. But again, top scoring for the Sky Warriors. Preet Mangukya, they had to rely on their 14-year-old again.
Ooh, Preet.
43 of 110, so he got absolutely no support. But they did well with the ball. The Sky Warriors, they got him down to 9 wickets with only 2.5 overs to spare.
Some context. Lama was 73 for 9. Chasing 111 to win. They were 73 for 9. They were out of it. But then the tail rally was Brenton McDonald, I believe, Tom Booth, and then Matt Roberts. I forget the full scorecard open here, but that last wicket partnership.
Yeah, I think you should open it because I think extras was like second top scorer or something.
Yeah, 27.
No, top scorer then, because Tom Booth got 25. Yeah. So that's where the Sky Warriors went wrong.
It was Tom Booth and Matt Roberts. 25 for Tom Booth, not out there in the batting top three performers. And Matt Roberts, 9 of 18. That last wicket partnership pulled them out of the fire. And the miracle of Lama.
The last wicket stand of Tom Booth and extras. Chris Ryan got player of the match because he got a Michelle. What a bowling effort that was. 5.3 overs, 2 maidens. 5 for 12.
Doubt the Lama.
I always doubt the Lama, and I have the Sky Warriors. They did me in on that one. They did me a dirty. Also, at Div 1 over at Cowland Cricket Club, it was the Yotters against the Tartars. We didn't all go with the Yotters. You and I went with the Yotters, Natasha. Mm-hmm. Tammy went rogue and thought the Tartars were a chance in this one. They were not.
Yeah, it's a smashing. You know, there's 195 for 9 and 35 overs at KCC. Good score. Not the biggest score we've seen at KCC, but more than enough for the Tartars. You could only manage 122 reply. The key thing here to note, though, for the Yodhas, Prashant Shivappa, 7 overs, 26 runs, 7 wickets.
Seven wickets. That's amazing. 7 for 26. Didn't even bowl a maiden.
Yeah, just
but got 7 wickets for 26. Player of the match is Prashant. Well done to the Yotters. Let's have a look at the, what are we at, Saturday Championship Div 1 table. Big long ones now. Of course, we're into Saturday, so I'll run through them quickly. The Gap Ramblers on top after 11 games with 18 points, way out in top. Lama now with that win moving into second on 14. The Yotters with a win as well. 13 tied with the Nomads on 12 points in fifth place. The USRC Lions, the Diaskwa Little Sky One, Sky Warriors all rue that loss. They're on 11 points from 11 games in sixth. Jinsung in seventh, just haven't had the season that they want this year on 9. Tigers on 8. Tartars on 7, Crusaders still in that relegation zone. So are the Tartars, to be honest. That bottom 4 in 10th is the Crusaders on 6. Also on 6, the Charlie Bears. But the Crusaders do have a game in hand. I do believe it's against the Charlie Bears. And the Lancers with one more game on 5 points. So anybody could get relegated there. Tammy, the batting.
Batting. Topping the table, it's Jack Mathers with like 541 runs in 10 innings. It's like 100 runs top of like the second place. Then the second place, Akash Yadav, 9 innings, 353 runs. Chris Ryan on the third, 8 innings, 261 runs. And Anton Bertain got 244 runs in 9 innings. And then the fifth place is Mohammad Kamar with 239 runs in 8 innings.
Nitesh, was it Akash or Imran that didn't give you a caught behind?
I didn't nick it.
No, it wasn't yours. Were you bowling when Usman took the catch and it said it didn't carry, or was that someone else? I think it was someone else, actually.
I don't think there was an edge on that, to be fair.
Apparently there was. Anyway, talking of bowling, let's have a look, Nitesh.
Prashant Sivappa with that 7-4 climbs in the first place at 23 wickets. Narrowly behind him, Tom Booth of Lama, 21 wickets. Niaz Ali, only 20 wickets in 8 innings, so he's been below par. Mahir Patel, 17 wickets in 9 innings. And
maybe he doesn't like that Saturday ball.
Maybe he needs the white one moving around. And then Chris Ryan with that 5-4 has leapfrogged into 5th place, tied with Harry Hodgson, 16 wickets apiece. Just on the Div 1 points table, we talked about the relegation battle.
Yeah.
The Tartars have a game left against the USRC Lions, which is going to be a tough one for them because USRC Lions have placed 5th, so that could be a loss for the Tartars, which leaves them on 7.
Mm-hmm.
The Crusaders do play the Charlie Bears, and I believe they also play the Lancers.
Yeah, I think they do. So I think the Crusaders will somehow rescue this season and move back up. Mm-hmm. So it's going to come down to the Tartars, Charlie Bears, and the Lancers. And of course, if Crusaders beat both of them, they're going to be stuck on 6 and 5.
They could say both KCC teams.
Yeah. You're right. If the Crusaders can win both those games, then Charlie Bears and Lancers go down. Talking about going down, we're going to talk Saturday Championship Div 2, and it's the Centaurs up against HKCC Witherers. We all went with the Witherers on this one. And what happened here?
Well, as a net run rate kind of batting effort. So the Centaurs came in, again, barely had a full 11 thanks to the Rugby Sevens, and got 112 all out. They did well to get a team on the park, to be fair to them. And the Witherers went bang, 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 trying to chase it down. They chased it in 15.4 overs, but 6 wickets down. Andrew Lloyd finishing it off.
I was about to say, Lloyd, he found some time to play some Saturday cricket, it seems.
He found like half an hour. He was barely out there for 20 minutes, went bang, 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 game over, came back. He's probably just watching the game at the club and decided to put the whites on. Harry Hodgson took a 4-4, so well done to him. And player of the match, yeah.
Well done to the youngster that is Harry Hodgson. Also in Div 2, Kaitak versus the Punjab Lions. You and I went with the Lions and Kaitak for Tammy on this one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They were all bowled out for 141. This is GDB we're talking.
Yep.
That's about 140 short.
I umpired this game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I umpired it. Now, Kaitak were going really well. They were 92 for 2 at drinks, I remember. They got to 100 for 2 at one point.
Who's that? Okay. Kaitak?
Kaitak, yeah, they were batting really well up front, and then they collapsed. It was a...
That is quite the collapse.
Punjab Lions went from their fast bowlers to the medium bowlers, and then the spinner Sanjay Kashyap ran through his overs, collapsed, not enough runs. Punjab were cruising it then. They were like 100 for 2 at drinks, and then suddenly they lost 5 wickets for nothing. Young Seth Pereira of HKCC, fun fact about Harry Hodgson and Seth Pereira, they told me this. Harry Hodgson grew up playing cricket for DB, in DB, wanting to play for Kaitak because his dad was involved with Kaitak. Mm-hmm. Seth Pereira, much the same way, was playing alongside his father in his second ever senior game for Kaitak. So Seth and his father were bowling side by side. Lovely moment. And Seth took 4-4, but it wasn't enough because 141 is not enough runs. The Punjab Lions batters were dropped twice when they were 7 down. Wow. Had Kaitak taken those catches.
Don't make me say it. Catches win matches.
Catches win matches.
I see Vinit Shetty got a 4-4 as well. 4-36.
Bowled well.
I do believe he's playing KCC Morning League tomorrow morning for HSBC.
It's just the best league in Hong Kong. I think we should. We should really get a segment on it.
We don't have time. We'll put it in a second podcast, just like we have put the Morning League on a second YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Okay, continuing on Div 2, India Club All-Stars, who have been in my never-ever bin for a while now, up against the Diaspora Little Saiwan Strikers. Tammy, had the feeling that the All-Stars were on the improve. They were on the improve. They batted their full 35 for once. Got out, looks like, right on the last ball, 235. Still a bit short, perhaps, at Cam Tin. How did it go, Nitesh?
So, fun fact, India Club lost 4 wickets at the score of 142. They were 142 for 2 and then 142 for 6. They lost, it was 4 wickets in a single over. I'm trying to find out who that bowler was. Was it Sandeep? Sandeep Hatra.
Well, he's got 4 wickets.
Yeah, he has 4 wickets in a single over. So despite that chaos...
Somebody bowled 7 overs, 4 for 33, and 6 overs he didn't take a wicket.
Yeah, all 4 of those came the single over. But despite that chaos, they still batted out.
And so there was no hat-trick in that over?
No, it was...
That's amazing.
There was a hat-trick. First ball, third ball, fourth. Yeah, you did get a hat-trick.
Okay.
Well done, Sandeep.
Well, I mean, it'd be pretty hard to get 4 wickets in an over and not get a hat-trick. You've done something special there.
Well done, Sandeep. And then in reply, Strikers were 117 for 5. You think you're in a bit of trouble, but in 12.2 overs.
Yeah.
So even though they had lost half the side, they had so much time left to get there. The India Club Bumrah taking 3-4 wasn't enough. He went through the top order and then the low order rally. Maluhar 45, Harold Pinto 34, Ahmed Nawaz 47. Yeah, it was just India Club Strikers losing another game. Sorry, India Club All-Stars losing another game.
Yep. Congratulations, player of the match, Sandeep Hathramani, for that 4 wickets in one over. Well done, and a hat-trick. So move on to the table, Nitesh.
So the Witherers have all but confirmed a spot in the final, 18 points, 9 games, 9 wins. PACC and Punjab Lions, 10 games each, are on 16 points. So theoretically, if the Witherers lose the next two and PACC and Punjab win their last ones, it could be a net run rate battle. So the Witherers need to win one more game in order to not just secure the final, but secure a home final by finishing first place. The rest of the table is kind of irrelevant because there's no relegation at play. Laguna Gully, 13 points, 10 games out of it. Strikers, also 13 points, have played the 12 games, played 11, so that point table's wrong. They're out of it. Thunder, 10 games, 10 points, they're out of it. HKU, 10 games, 9 points, they're out of it. Everyone's out of it. Kaithuk, 11 games done. Centaurs,
I mean, you can't play 12 games in Div 2, so this table's wrong again. So we'll stop at the top three or four. Pack are going to throw everybody at this one. I know that for a fact. So it may well be a Witherers Pack Championship final, but Punjab Lions sitting there niggly. The batting table.
A point on Punjab Lions.
Yes.
They played their last game. 11 players, 11 different shirts. I do not know how they were. They have one team. They do not deserve to go up to Durban with that kind of attitude. I just want to put that out there.
Well, they should be penalized for that.
11 players, literally 11 different shirts. I counted and I even said, why are every one of you wearing a different shirt? Some were in Punjab Lions shirt, a couple of guys had PACC shirts, one was in Sir Ellis Kadoori shirt, one had a plain white shirt. Guys, you were Div 1.
Yeah, you're not. No, you're not going to Div 1 with that sort of attitude. Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's look at the batting table. At the top, of course, Hafiz Khan with 559 runs at an average of 93 for Pack Championship. From the Witherers, Siegfried Y with 423 at 52. Zaya Iqbal with a big score this week, got up to 350 at an average of 39. Amit Nawar for the Strikers, 341 at 38. And rounding out the top five, Same Sayal for the India Club All-Stars, 332 at an average of 33. Tammy, the bowling.
Yes, so with Shetty 4 wickets this weekend, he got 22, same as the second place Sanjay Kumar. But Shetty only played 9 innings with the econ of 4.61, so he's the top of the table. And then flip pace is also Hafiz Khan, getting 20 wickets in 10 innings. And then Farhad Kapoor also got 20 wickets in 10 innings, but just Hafiz got an econ of 4.03. And the fifth for the table is Amit Nawar, getting 17 wickets in his 10 innings.
I think three of those top five are morning league players around Hong Kong.
Best league in Hong Kong. Going back to the economy rates on this, actually worth noting, the guys who play on normal grounds most of the time have decent economy rates, 4.61, 4.03, 5.08, 3.17. Sachin and Vikayat, who play for India Club and all the games that come in, economies of 7.45 and 8.07. I do not envy them.
Which is pretty much
on a par with the 4.61 and 4.03. Okay, so there it is. Tipping, Nitesh, you beat me by one.
Can I just read out a social media post that was posted on the 844-52?
You've brought this up before.
11 December 2024. Quite frankly, the tipping by guests this year has been nothing short of rubbish.
I stand by that statement.
You're 7 points ahead at that point.
But you're not a guest. You're a host.
Yeah, you're a host now. You're not a guest.
Exactly. I stand by my statement that the guest tips were rubbish. Your tips are very, very good, and we're going to get very tight towards the end, and one of us is going to get relegated. Anyway, that's outs and ins. Let's have a look at next weekend's games now.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Yes, time to check this weekend's games. And the plenty is back, so we're going to start there. But first, we will mention, the tipping tally.
Yes.
Now, Nitesh is on 98. I'm on 97. I need to get one back this week, and I'm fearing it might not be. I might go down about another two. Okay, let's start with the plenty. Premier League up the hill at HKCC. It is HKCC Premier taking on KCC. Massive game.
Massive.
Probably decides who's going to host the final.
Yes.
Yep.
And you're commentating it, Nitesh.
I am commentating. I've been roped in last minute once again.
Well done, you, because I'm not. I'm going to Mission Road for some reason.
What are you doing at Mission Road? Oh, you're doing the Premier League at Mission Road?
Because I can walk there from my home.
Yeah, fair enough.
and the Hong Kong Cricket Club's a long way away from my home.
Yeah, I don't know about HKCC anyway.
I don't like leaving Kowloon, okay? If I don't have to, and so I'm not. It's your problem. Anyway. It's a big game. All the players are in a lead up towards the internationals that are starting next Wednesday. Yep. So everyone's going to have a packed side. What do we think, team? Let's start. Tammy.
HKCC.
Oh, there it is.
That's a big call. I think I'm just going to keep typing because we're all going to go with our own team, right? Say something about it, Nitesh.
KCC are always better than Premier League group stages. HKCC wins finals. So this is where I am torn because I can see KCC winning this and then HKCC winning the final. T20 is also KCC's strongest suit. And they've pulled a few games out of the fire already. Having said all that, you're going KCC?
I'm going KCC.
Okay.
They'll get the job done. There's no sevens on this weekend.
True.
And no more fasting.
No more fasting.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to risk it. I'm going to go KCC as well.
Ooh.
Oh, he just doesn't. He doesn't want to lose a tip to me. Ah, that's weak. Anyway, just copying me like usual. Also, in the morning, of course, there will be Women's Premier League, and this one is not going to be a big game. It's a HKCC Women's Premier, top of the table against KCC Women's Premier, bottom of the table. Do I need to ask?
Nah, HKCC.
Can HKCC win by innings? Can KCC take a wicket? No one's taken a wicket against HKCC's Women's Premier League team yet in two games.
Yep, that's true.
That's the thing to watch. Where KCC can get a wicket, that's already a win in my book.
Do we know if, Natasha is going to play?
Yeah, everyone's in town.
Okay.
So we're actually thinking of maybe getting Natasha to play one of the men's games that weekend instead and give her the girls a chance.
Natasha might, at some point, maybe if HKCC bat first here, and she does what she does, she should perhaps run herself out on the last ball of the 20th just so she can have an average.
Can she even retire?
Currently doesn't have an average.
Doesn't need one.
Well, you do. You can't top the average table if you don't have one. So you look through the average table and she's not appearing because it's
she's not going to run herself out. She'll just retire out. Do the decent thing.
Oh, is that the way
on the last
is
ball.
It?
Yeah, the last ball. I'm retiring out.
Okay. I think it's better to run yourself out. I'm going for a cheeky single. They'll probably get it as well and get back for two. It's KCC Women's. Yes, we're all going for HKCC in that one. Now the game that I will be commentating over at Mission Road. We'll start with the afternoon game. The men's game, PACC Premier up against USRC Premier. This is going to be fun because it's also, I'm going to have a look at the setup over at Mission Road before the T20 series starts on Wednesday. What do we think, Team Tammy?
I am thinking... Ooh, pack me.
Pack maybe or pack definitely?
Pack.
Yeah. Nitesh?
PACC should win this. They need to win it to keep the hopes for a final spot alive. USRC, improving team, but just can't seem to get the job done.
I can't see. So this is obviously a straight jinx for pack, but I can't see a way USRC are going to win this.
If I remember correctly, USRC's first Premier League win was against pack.
I mean, if a team's going to choke, and we've seen it here at KCC many a time, it's going to be Pack. So, they're a chance, but I don't think they're a big chance. We're all going Pack on that one. In the morning, this is the bumper game. This is actually one of the games I wanted to call, and one of the reasons I wanted to go to Mission Road, not for the men's Premier League, but for the women's, because this is going to be important. This is going to decide perhaps who comes second.
Yep.
Lantau. Undefeated at the moment, but now getting up against the tough teams. They haven't played HKCC yet.
Yep.
They're going to play Craig and Gow women. And that's going to be a top game. Tammy, you know more about this than anyone. What are you thinking?
I would still go for CCC. They got more experience in general. Yeah.
You don't think there's an upset? Is it possible? Do you think? Is it possible with that Lantau setup with India Club in there that they can generate a win here? Or is it just...
I think it's going to be a close game.
Okay.
But
that's good. That's what I want.
Going to win it, yeah.
Nitesh?
I think this hinges on one wicket. If Lantau get carry out early, I can see them restricting them to about 80-something, and I can see them grinding out a victory.
What about reversing that one and if Craig and Gow can get Vansey?
Well, again, Vansey is key for Lantau, but I think the Lantau bowling is so strong it matches up well with the CCC rest of the batting. So yeah, it is. It's kind of Vansey versus carry in a way, but... If Lantau are going to win, they need to get carry out. Then they can try and grind out a win. They can't get carry out early. Or if, Pulto sets off, for example.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's very possible, but it's hard to bet against the experienced CCC. I think if Lantau win, this will be a changing of a guard game. If Lantau win this game, that'll be the signal where there's a new...
I agree.
Yeah.
Especially with that new mix-up with the India Club. They won't have their left arm quick. I know that, Lantau.
Is she injured again?
No. We'll talk about that in women's cricket. Right.
Yeah.
Gossip. Nice.
Yeah, gossip. Okay, let's move on to Sunday Elite Division 2. It's the Lions up against the Dragons.
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 Lions are terrible.
Dragons, that'll get them their second win of the year, wouldn't it? If the Dragons get a win here. I've got to be on the Jason Lloyd trade. He'll get the job done against the Lions out at PKVR Park. Also in Div 2, the Opties versus the Infidels. This is going to be fun.
The Opties probably don't have the cheat code playing for them. I say probably because it's under consideration and nothing's confirmed, but I have to think Infidels will get this.
So you're thinking that Sahal's going to play Premier?
Can't see why he wouldn't, right?
Yeah.
Because they need to win that game as well. So you can only put the cheat code in one place at one time. Can he play two games in a day?
Well, I asked the same question about Atiq Iqbal because that's the issue for Infidels.
If he goes across to KCC, bats at three and Opti's bat first and he finishes batting and he can come back for the Premier League T20, is that allowed?
I wouldn't think so.
Why wouldn't it? What rule would stop that?
I don't know. Then Atiq can come over here and bowl the first five overs in the morning and then go over there and play Premier League. This is going to be tough. Like you say, there's no Sahal, there's no Atiq. The Infidels desperately need a win.
So do the Opties. Because if Opties lose this, the final is out of the hands.
Where I get a little worried on this one. Because I get the feeling that somebody that should be playing Premier League will turn up and play this game instead, Sunday Elite Division 2, because they all want to go up. So Atiq, I know, desperately wants to get Infidels up into Div 1.
Same with Sahal and the Opties. Imagine they both just stood up for this game.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Is that a chance? I've heard of it happening before where Atiq goes, I'm going to play Infies instead of... Because as it stands...
Sahal are texting each other right now. Like, if you're playing Opties, I'm playing Infidels. And
as it stands, whatever happens up the hill, we'll just decide who plays the final of the play. Whereas this... could well decide who goes up into Div 1.
Yep.
I'm torn. I don't know who to pick. I'm just going to have to go with home ground advantage. That's all I've got.
I think Opties without cheat code. We saw what happened against India Club Brahmas. I'm going to go Infidels as well.
Okay, Tammy?
Ooh, I was still going for HKCC.
You were such a HKCC fangirl.
And my tips doesn't matter, right?
They don't. And they're often wrong. So when we pick, when Natesh and I pick together and you pick against us, I feel far more confident that my tip might be right.
Okay.
I've picked against HKCC twice now.
This is a big day. Yeah. You're going outrageous. Let's move on to Saturdays. Jinsung versus the USRC Tigers. Oh, this is ugly.
I'm going to pick with HKCC this time and go for Jinsung.
I'm still going to have a look at the table and have a look.
I don't rate the Tigers. I've said this before. Sorry,
I agree, but Jinsung is... I mean, if it was the Sevens weekend, I'd pick the Tigers.
Yeah.
Because nobody would turn up for Jinsung. But, I mean, is Elliot Andrews in town or is he back in Dubai? I never know what's going on with that team.
No, either. And but I think Tigers...
So the Jinsung are in seventh. And Tigers are in eighth.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're both rubbish mid-table.
Yep.
Do I have to tip?
You have to tip. I'm going Jinsung. Pick Tigers.
Tammy,
pick
you go for something.
I'll go for Jinsung. They do well in mission role, like always.
Pick Tigers. Come on. You want to pick the Tigers.
Ever wanted to pick the Tigers? I do like picking Jinsung, and I like getting upset when they do me over. I'm going Jinsung.
Right.
Oh, God, the messages I'd get from Tom Ingram if I picked Tigers in this one. Now, another massive game in the context of Saturday Championship Div 1. We're talking about the top of the table going up from Div 2, but for Div 1, Crusaders versus the SEC Lancers right here at KCC on the 5th. We haven't talked about the fact that there's games going on the 4th as well, but yes. Yes. Okay. So, Crusaders, Lancers fight to not get relegated. Yeah. Is this really? Are we really going to have a discussion about this one? Or we all got it all locked in already?
Yeah, I think Crusaders will pull this one out.
Tammy,
I'm thinking, who do the Crusaders got?
Husnain's captain.
All right, let's go, Husnain Crusaders.
Okay, you just put the jinx on Crusaders because no, they're a good side. They'll get through.
They need to.
They'll stack that side, I'm sure, if they can. Friday game for Saturday Championship Div 2 out of GDB, PAC Championship versus Laguna Gully.
It should be PAC Championship, but Laguna are my dark horse team. I think if any team can upset them, from what I've seen so far in that Div 2,
go for it then, because that'll be a game of difference.
Nah, I'm going back to Championship.
Laguna Gully is my team that I like to go with. They're the random ones, but I'm going to pick PAC.
But Laguna have more of a chance of beating PAC than any other team who's played them recently.
So pick them then.
But it's not enough to... Every other team, they've got like a 5% chance. Laguna have got like 15.
Instead of being 5% chance, they're 10% chance of beating PAC. Tammy, PAC as well?
PAC as well.
Okay. Saturday Championship Div 2 at HKCC. I'm sure it'll be broadcast.
Did you notice last Sunday's wasn't broadcast? MVP Play failed us. We had the stream key, everything clicked in. I wasn't at the ground. Someone pressed start stream and it just did that circling thing and it didn't work. Then every player's running the scoreboard, so we couldn't restart it. So
usually it means the internet's not working.
It worked. Like, it worked on Saturday, but it didn't work on Sunday. It worked today. So if it
did,
works.
I did see that lawyers versus accountants game.
Yeah.
I'm such a nuffy. Witherers versus Kaitak. Do I need to ask?
Witherers.
Yeah. We'll all go the W on that one and we'll get the W.
Kaitak are getting better though. They played really well against Punjab.
Okay. Saturday Championship Div 2, Hung C versus Thunder.
So I'm going to go Thunder, not just because they're a good team, but also there's a Kaelin game that same morning. So half the Hung C guys may not be available to play both.
Ooh, yeah.
The Hung C will be struggling for numbers. Well, people will be tired because they played in the morning and rushed across to play this.
I will go for Thunder as well because the Hung C just don't like to go to GDB.
Yeah, that's a good reason. I'm going to go for Thunder as well. Punjab Lions versus HKU.
Hi. I want to win this. I believe we can with this. I found some form now, you know, so like we've got something there, but I'm going to pick Punjab Lions so that I'm happy either way.
That is so terrible. You're playing this game. You're tipping against yourself.
Yes.
Where is Anoop Gidwani? Bring in ICAC here.
There's a whole article in SCMP, didn't you see? They're very confident there's no match fixing happening in Hong Kong cricket.
I was actually here having breakfast with Myra when Paul was interviewing Virgie, and then I'm like tiptoeing around the corner. I didn't know that was what the interview was about. I thought it was
about corruption in Hong Kong cricket, and I will play with integrity. I want to win, but if I win, I'm happy to give this tip up to you. And if I lose, I want the tip.
But you're not giving the tip up to me because you're picking the same tip as me.
Oh, you're not picking us?
I'm not picking you.
You're not picking us? Come
no.
on.
No. Why would I pick a team where the only person playing in the team doesn't pick themselves? I mean, that's just a no-brainer.
Don't you want a point of difference? You saw me back today. Don't you know?
I did. And you still won't pick your own team.
I won't pick my own team yet.
That's ridiculous.
We don't even have 11.
Oh, okay.
You'd have said, oh, yeah, you know, I hope it goes either way.
We're going to have an injured guy feeling a fine leg for us to make up 11. Because you know what? The HK students have a game that day, and then the students and HKUC students have a game on Sunday, and there's the joint U6s happening. We only have so many players in our pool. You can't have all university cricket on one weekend.
Tammy, I'm assuming with all that information, you're going with Punjab? Okay.
But I tell you what, I can guarantee you this. We will look a lot smarter than they do because we have a consistent uniform and they don't.
Okay.
Yeah, and they'll get the 2 points and you won't. So you'll look good losing. That's it for Ins and Out. This is week coming up. It's going to be Sky Plaza Road. The Big Bird is coming now. Yep, the Big Bird means we're talking Sky Plaza Road, and that's the T20I series coming up next week from Wednesday. It's a big one. We've got Kuwait, Nepal, and Qatar coming to join us. Natasha and Tammy, it's going to be a big tour.
Yeah. Has CHK announced these fixtures? Because I also noticed it on the Nepal cricket social media.
Yeah, that's where I've got it from.
Yeah, but I don't think anything's come out officially yet from CHK with the schedule, has it?
No.
Yeah, a little 3-2-1 countdown.
We're assuming that this is the schedule. We're taking it from Nepal Instagram, I think. They've put the fixtures out. That's nice of them.
Yep.
Before that, should we drop the bombshell and announce the Hong Kong playing 14 for the...
Yes.
I have it.
Yes, please.
Okay. Are we ready?
Ready.
Yep.
And you guys can just, in your head, figure out who's in and who's out. I'll go through the regulars. Mm-hmm. Nazakat Khan, mm-hmm. Anshuman Rath, mm-hmm. Baba Hyatt, vice-captain, mm-hmm. Azaz Khan, Yasin Murtaza, Zeeshan Ali, Atiq Iqbal, Nasrullah Rana, Ehsan Khan, Ayush Shukla. Right, now I'll get to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Backup keeper, I'm assuming, Shahid Wasif.
Mm-hmm.
Waqas Bakar in the playing 14. And the final one, Callum Chalu.
So no Shiv Mata?
No Shiv Mata.
And of course, Martin's still injured.
No Martin.
Callum Chalu, I rate him because I've gotten him out once.
We've been over that.
So I love the fact that he's been picked for Hong Kong. I'm so happy he's been picked.
Did I mention Haroon's in as well?
Isn't he in the...
Yeah, Haroon's playing in the... He's in the 14.
Deserves
so no Anas?
Yeah, no Anas.
No, Ali Hassan, who went to Malaysia.
No Ghazanfar.
Yeah, he hasn't been in for a while.
You can only fit so many players. I heard the reserves list as well, that young Hafiz is in the reserves. I think Anas is in the reserves.
Ooh.
And I forgot who else is in the reserves, but I heard a few names going around. So
that's a good playing 14. I like it.
It's nothing.
Haroon back in after his Euro cricket tour.
Is he bowling off spin?
He better not be. It's not Ramadan now. He better be coming in at full speed. So that's the playing 14 for Hong Kong coming up against Nepal, Kuwait and Qatar. And we'll run through the schedule. Now, these games, I'm calling the 9th, the 10th and the 12th. So I'm calling six of these games.
I see Jaden Sangani is with you on the 12th.
Yep, he only does weekends these days apparently. Yeah. So on the 9th, it's Qatar versus Nepal in the morning and then Hong Kong, China versus Kuwait. On the 10th, Kuwait versus Nepal, then Hong Kong, China against Qatar.
Yeah.
Rest day on Friday, where I'll come back to KCC and call a MCC out. Match. That's also Sky Plaza Roadie. Yeah, MCC are in town.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this. Yeah.
On Friday and Sunday, which is why I'm not doing the finals. On Saturday, Kuwait versus Qatar and Hong Kong, the big one. That's going to be massive Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
Me and Jay will be calling that one Hong Kong versus Nepal. We'll have a massive crowd in. Those Nepal supporters will be in every day, I'm sure. Then on the 13th in the morning, of course, will be the third place match between third and fourth in the final. We'll start from 2 p.m. at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. That's going to be a really fun tour.
So Jay's calling the finals alone. You won't be there.
I will not. I'll be here calling the MCC game against KCC.
Priorities.
Well, no. I was asked to do it 2 months ago, and I was asked to do this, as we all know, 9 days ago. So
I've offered to help on 10th. Let's see if I get the call up.
Well, that'd be good. Tammy's not. You're not involved at all in this one?
No.
Nah. Nah, but it's going to be good. And I see that we've got like two roaming cameras plus all the cameras.
Set up.
We've got like three directors. Only one commentator for the first 2 days.
Yeah, I'll come help you on Thursday. I just don't think I have anything happening on 10th.
Well, there's no morning. No, I'm not doing morning league. There is morning league, but I'm not doing it.
Maybe I'm going to be sent out to do that.
Yeah, could be. So that's starting next Wednesday, the 9th of April. Come on down to Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. It's going to be a massive, it's the last one of the 2024-25 season here in Hong Kong.
Can we talk about how India Club got to be a sponsor for this?
Yes, we can. Because
I don't understand. Do you think they paid a lot of money to be sponsor?
Let me go pull that up at Cricket Hong Kong China. Get the what's the proper title? It's Cricket Hong Kong China, proudly supported by India Club, T20i series.
What are India Club like? They must have opened the wallet, put a lot of cash down.
We've said that since the beginning of the season because they bought Imran Arif, bought Niaz Ali. Somebody's got a very, very large credit card over there.
Even if they're providing like free net sessions for training and a cocktail dinner or whatever. KCC, HKC have done that on numerous occasions. They've even provided the actual venue and they don't get the title of having partnered with HKC to bring a tournament or being a sponsor, whatever.
They're the principal sponsor.
Yeah, this is the thing.
There must be cash involved.
I hope there's a lot of cash involved because you've got two
Premier Like clubs. Sky Warriors do the All-Stars. That's another club in town. So India Club have decided to cough up the coin and very good. Thank you to them.
I want to know how much it is.
I don't know.
They've got a lot of cash floating around India Club. Should we ask them to be principal sponsor of the podcast?
In like episode one or two of this season.
But now they're sponsoring T20Is, I think it's a legit thing.
I think so.
Yeah.
We could be the 8 for 52 podcast, proudly supported by India Club.
We could record this at India Club.
Look.
Yeah.
We could. I have no allegiances when it comes to the podcast. If someone's going to pay some cash for me to do this instead of me doing it for free, yeah,
I'll have a court.
It's quicker for me to walk to India Club than here. I have to cross two roads.
Same.
Come down from Homantin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have a word with Ankur.
Yeah.
We'll get this started.
Somebody over there, I don't care who it is, Ankur, Vansi, Imran, Niaz, somebody over there.
This is the first time we've seen like a club who's like actively involved in league cricket sponsoring an international tournament, even though...
The press release actually has, who probably has the coin, the president of India Club, Nanu Lakshman.
I saw the quote, but it doesn't say anything about the money. Like, if you read the quote, it doesn't say like, it says it's been partnering with CHK with development programs.
I can read out the quote if you like. India Club has been a cornerstone of the community since our formal registration in 1967. Initially focused on the India community, we have since embraced a diverse membership that reflects the multicultural fabric of Hong Kong. We are proud to support the Hong Kong Men's T20I series, continuing our tradition of fostering community spirit and engagement.
Yeah, so it's nothing about how much. Very curious.
Very, very rare that you get a press release that says they paid this much money to be a sponsor.
I'm trying to find out the grapevine. I'm trying to contact people and be like, do we have a dollar amount, what it takes to be a principal sponsor of a T20I series?
Yeah, well, if anybody knows, just send us a DM on the IG or WhatsApp either Tammy, Natasha, or I. Moving on to other Sky Plaza Road news. We'll start, Tammy. You've got some goss for the women's team.
Yeah, so we not only got the fixture from Instagram from Netball.
When
I was scrolling the Instagram and I scrolled to the Japan cricket, and then they said that, well, they're going to be a Women's Sino City International Trophy in June from 3rd to 8th, which they got Japan, Hong Kong, China, and I think that's going to be Mongolia and looks like Philippines. And
is it five teams or is that Hong Kong, China?
Five teams.
Okay. So there's Hong Kong, China and China, China plus Mongolia. And
the Philippines are basically half the Divas as well. So that's kind of a Hong Kong team there too.
Yeah. So, but nobody knew.
Even the players knew.
The players had no idea about this.
They found out on Instagram.
Yeah.
From the Japan Cricket Association Instagram that apparently they're going to Japan. Does it have dates and venues and location?
So much
information.
Yeah, in Sano International Cricket Ground, which is like 1 hour way up north from Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice ground. I've been there. Nice ramen around.
June's going to be a little sticky.
Yeah, but June
it's
from
30. It's not as pretty as it is right now.
Is this the ground that has only an AstroTurf pitch or is it the one with the turf pitch?
I think they have free turf ground now. Yeah, but there's
last time I saw Sano was just Astro.
One. Yeah, that's why I saw last time.
Yeah, that was like a few
ground.
Years ago.
No. Maybe it's a different ground.
Yeah. I'm not sure it's Sano. Anyway, that's big news.
Yeah.
And also, the women, we still don't know the team yet. But they're off Sri Lanka and Thailand.
Yes.
And when they fly to Sri Lanka, there's one player that's going to lose half their birthday.
Yes, exactly. Because we don't know the team, but if that player is going, she's not going to be happy because she's going to spend her birthday on the plane and missing like 2.5 hours on that day.
Who is it?
We don't know whether she's going or not, right?
Oh, fair enough.
She's sitting behind you.
She's sitting behind you and the one who didn't went to Uganda for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's her, I think she's almost certainly going.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Always denied entry by the English gentry. Now we're driving Bentleys,
playing 2020. Yep, time for Women's Cricket Wrap, where we check out all the cricket action, and it's getting to the tail end, Tammy. We've got the semi-finals coming up, but first we'll check the last weekend's game. I have us tip tally tied. I don't feel like that's true, but anyway, I thought I was in front.
Nah.
No? Okay. Well, it's 42 apiece. The first game we're going to look at is, I don't even know who played this game because I've chopped the top off it.
Yeah.
It was Divas versus, let's say, the Lionesses. We all picked the Divas. Well, not Natasha. She didn't turn up last week. We picked the Divas and I don't know what the score was. What was it? Was it good?
I don't have the score anyway.
Okay. Let's just run through the best performers then. Yeah. Darren Eaglet from the Divas with a 36. Bagwasan for the Divas with a 23. and Ranawaka for the Lionesses with 10. And for the bowlers, there wasn't many wickets taken, so it must have been some runs going. But Divas, I think, got the win on this one.
Yeah, I think, I remember what happened that day. It's like they shot to the game for like 15 overs.
Yeah, there was some
innings, and then
rain.
Again in 11 overs, and then the scorers failed to do the released over and messed up the scorecard.
There, the scorecard looked like something that was 11 overs for the Divas and 8 overs for the Lionesses or something.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
I think the Divas won, so we both take the tip on this one. I put the score in the script this week for the Diamonds versus Pin A. This is a big scoring event. We both picked the Pin A, but the Diamonds, they were good.
They're good. Like, they're batting first and then getting 161 runs. And I believe that's the highest score they ever got.
Go Diamond.
Yes. And Elvina, again, got like 43 runs. And then also Bowie.
She's been in some good form, Bowie Chan.
Yes, she is.
She's a good player, Bowie.
Yeah. And she's like enthusiastic about cricket. Mm-hmm.
She must be close to going up into one of the other sides next season.
She went to Phuket with us in the Phuket tour. I was really impressed. And she bowls her proper action.
Anyway, they scored 161 for 3, their biggest score of the season, but the Pin A didn't care. 16.4 overs, chased it down, losing only one wicket, 163 for 1. Again, I think for the Diamonds, extras were the devil here.
Yes.
Can you guess how many extras?
Well, the top score for Pin A was 36, so I'm assuming that wasn't the top score.
It's 106 runs in extras.
Holy moly. No wonder they chased it down with 3.2 overs to go. Julianne Viran Dominat got the top score for Pin A, 36 runs. And that got her player of the match for that game. We both got the tip right on that one. And moving to Div 1 game of the Wasps versus Fung Wong. You thought the other CCC side was playing and you were going to go with Craig and Gow, but in the end we both went with the Wasps in this one and it was a good decision.
Yep. Yeah, Wasps was batting first and then they smashed like 184 runs with Shenzhen getting 76.
Yeah, no issues. I mean, there were probably some issues with extras, but there was at least a good top score. Shenzhen has been in some form lately. 76 off 51. 3 sixes in that as well.
Yep.
Also, Marion Bibby with a 38, so there's over 100 runs right there. 184 for 3. How did Fung Wong do in reply?
Well, Fung Wong get 120 runs. Well, top score is Amy Lai, 41. Not bad. And also, they got some wickets as well. I see Iris getting 2 wickets, and then Adan also getting 1 wicket, but it's not enough, so Little Soy won.
Yeah, 64 runs. Yeah, and Shenzhen Shazad, of course, with that 76, getting the player of the match.
Yeah, I was out hit wicket.
Who was?
Amy Lai, 41, out hit wicket.
That's an unfortunate way to get out.
There's another Heather now. Ezra Heather. Don't think it's any relation.
Don't think so.
No.
Which one? Who is it? Relation? Yeah, it's not a relation to Aftal, no.
No, I think she's just one of the students from IKTMC.
There we go. Do we want to look at the table? Does the table make any sense? I can't remember how this whole semi-final thing works, but if you want to run through the table, you go for it, Tammy.
No, I don't want to run through the table anyway. So
I think it's all wrong.
Playing round and second round and then missing some games as well.
Yeah.
So
We got all the right tips. So 45 apiece going into next weekend's games. Now it gets confusing again, because there's games on Friday and there is games on Sunday, but some of the games on Friday affect the games on Sunday, and we don't have the schedule for one of the games. We'll go through that, but we'll start with the first semi-final in Div 1, Lantau Ladies versus Sunrisers.
Yes.
This is handy for the Premier League.
Exactly.
They get a final on a Friday, so both players from both teams can actually play on Sunday in the Premier League.
Exactly. This is basically a preview, but I think Lantau will be weaker than this one than they are in the Prem.
Yes.
No IC.
No
Vancey.
No Vancey.
We all going CC on this one?
Yep.
That is at, what time is it? 11:30 at PKVR Reservoir. So games tomorrow. Well, the game will be done by the time this podcast comes out, because I've got morning league to call tomorrow before I can edit up. Also on Friday, this is a semi-final as well.
Semi-final,
At PKVR Reservoir in the morning. It's Divas versus the Willow Wilders. Are you playing, Tammy?
Yes.
Good.
which means I'm playing cricket 12 hours later.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You've got Friday Masters or something?
You got an 8:30 a.m. game tomorrow.
The Friday game on...
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. is very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not playing in the afternoon? Isn't there a game on tomorrow as well?
There's a Friday Masters game also tomorrow afternoon, I believe.
Chilling?
Yeah. Oof, I thought I put that on my social media post.
Yeah.
So tomorrow or the next Thursday?
I don't know.
I think it's a Thursday.
It's not my problem.
It's not tomorrow.
I know. Sure, I know who's playing. I know who's playing morning league here Thursday. Tomorrow. Atif's playing for Gladiators against the Knights.
No, I think the Friday game is next week.
Surely there's a Masters League game tomorrow at HKCC. Right. Who's that?
I'm
you look at that while we pick. Okay, you're going for the Willow Wielders.
Yes. Gladiators.
Okay.
So Atif's playing both the morning and the afternoon.
Wow.
Because Gladiators versus KCC Knights in the afternoon here tomorrow.
Yeah. He's not playing morning league. He's playing
Masters League.
Tomorrow morning is HSBC versus the Sky Warrior Marvels in there.
So much morning league chat on this. We should do a segment on it. Okay. Continue.
Okay. Now, I think we're now up to the game that is causing some... Yeah. She didn't pick. Unlike you, Nitesh, Tammy picks the team that she plays in.
Yes.
There we go.
Of course she's going Willow Wielders, and I am going with the Willow Wielders because I know...
Never tip against Tammy.
That's the rule. So this is... Now, we're done with that one. This one here is at PKVR Reservoir on Friday as well, 2:30 p.m. This game decides who goes into the semi-final of Div 2 on Sunday against the IC Velocity.
Yes.
Which isn't in the system, so we can't really tip, and I haven't got a card for it. But we start with this one. It's SCC Pinay versus Cavaliers.
I think Cavaliers have got this.
Cavaliers.
They're going to stack it with youngsters. It's going to be good.
Yes.
Mm.
And they also got a new player. And so strong. Throwing all the way from the boundary, hitting the stone.
Who's that?
This... Carrie. She's also Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Tasha's partner who's flown into Hong Kong. She's a good player. She actually bowls at a proper action. She's brand new.
She got a wicket last week at her first game.
She bowls at a proper action. She's a prospect.
Well, I just deleted my pin A tip and gone for Cavs, Dan. Thank you. Good work, team. Okay, let's move on to the semi-finals that are on Sunday. First up in Div 2, Link Fireflies against the Lama Roses.
Oh, this is so tough.
This is a tough one.
So this is on the same time as the Women's Premier League game.
Yep. Oh, they all are. This is the problem.
Yeah, so but Link don't have anyone who's playing.
No, they got Fatima.
Fatima.
But
is there someone playing this Sunday?
No.
No, so so they'll be free.
Yep, they'll be free.
Clever scheduling there by CHK. Mm-hmm. So Fatima and all are free to play in this one.
Yep.
So it doesn't impact Link in any way. They'll be full strength.
Yep. Tammy?
Link.
Yeah, me too. I'm going with the Fireflies on this one.
My pick doesn't matter, so I'm going to show loyalty to the Lama Roses.
Lama. Okay, I'll put in an LR for you. Now, we don't know who they're going to play, but we'll talk about it and have a tip on it. India Club Velocity versus either Pinay or Cavaliers. We've all picked Cavs, so work on the premise that it's Velocity versus the Cavs.
Just thinking if any of the Cavs need to step up to play Premier League that Sunday.
You should have turned up on time and you would find out information that you would really, really like. But Tammy and I...
What is that game?
I have no idea.
If India Club is playing, are they going to play in the morning. 8:30?
I think I have.
It has to be 8:30 because... No, I don't
Instagram
know.
Already. Let me just double check.
I don't know. I only have one game.
It's on the HKCC Instagram already, though.
I know it clashes. So it must be 8:30.
8:30 a.m.
Because they wanted to push it to 2:30, and I don't have a 2:30 game. So why is there no 2:30 game on?
Don't know.
On Sunday,
they're probably playing some under 15 game.
Well, why wouldn't you put that in the morning? Yeah. Because you got Premier League on.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous because you could play both.
Yeah, because the girls from IC Velocity might want to play for Lantau.
I guarantee they want to play for Lantau.
30 p.m. I agree.
And they were asking for that, and it has not been forthcoming.
Maybe the Cavaliers will ask for it as well if they qualify for it, because there might be one or two Cavaliers who'll be in the. prem squad.
I don't understand why you'd schedule a semi-final against a Premier League game.
I agree, especially when the players overlap.
Anyway, let's work on the premise that it currently is scheduled at 8:30. India Club Velocity versus either Pune or Cavs.
I would still go for the Cavs because HKCC Premier is playing KCC Premier.
Yeah, they can rest players from that to stack the Cavs team.
Yep.
So they're both full-strength Cavs and best of the rest for the Prem.
Yep.
But
just be with those.
We've also gone back to the point which we were talking about off-air at the beginning that there's no promo relegation anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, that's the thing. We don't know what the new three divisions are going to look like. You still want to win the trophy, though. There's still a trophy at stake. So I think the Cavs will still... It's anyway, easy like trophies.
Anyway, I'm going IC. I'm going IC on this one. Oh. And you guys are going Cavs. And
just watch Pinay win.
Yeah, Pinay's going to win the whole box and dice. There we go. That's Women's Cricket Wrap this week. Lots of games. Get out on Friday or Sunday out to PKVR Reservoir. What else have you got, Tammy?
Yeah, just want to...
Yes, you did.
I mean, like, we... Well, by the time the women's team is going away on the tour to Sri Lanka and Thailand, we will be playing the Women's Development League, which all players who have played in the Premier League and All-Stars or any national team won't allow to play. So it's the best league for newcomers.
Yep.
Mm.
And also, I want to shout out to Sona from the KCC Under-19 girls. I know we don't usually talk about juniors, but she got a hat-trick against CCC Under-19 last weekend.
Well done.
Saturday, so well done, Son.
Yeah, the Under-19 girls' final is this Saturday afternoon.
Yes, it's the HKCC versus CCC Under-19 girls.
Very good game.
On Saturday.
That's going to be a very good
Where's game. Where's that?
PKVR Reservoir.
Everything's at PKVR Reservoir. So there's Friday, Saturday and Sunday games. Want to get out and watch the best of women's cricket here in Hong Kong? Head out there. That's the Women's Cricket Wrap.
Gentlemen and players play Sunday afternoon.
30 teams, 3 leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Yes, Challenge League returns to the podcast after last week's hiatus because you didn't turn up, Nitesh.
I was sick.
So?
So the
Challenge League people miss out on their segment because you had the sniffles.
Yeah, but you know, I needed to rest up so I could score 50 in the morning league today. So now that I've got that out of the way,
that was a week later.
It takes a time to recover. So now I'll catch up on all the games that we missed last week. But first things first, tipping tally. I am 2 points ahead as of the last tally, and then we picked 2 games: PACC versus Indus, Island Rangers versus Lama Viking.
But we went the same, didn't we?
No, well, we went different. I went for Indus, you went for PACC.
No, I can't remember so at this point.
That we went different, and we'll talk about that game first.
We'll make it quick, because we've got a lot to get through.
PACC won. You got the tip right.
Yay! Okay, let's talk about that a little bit more in depth.
Indus got 124 for 8 in 20 overs. Did not bat well. Below par score for actually a very strong team. Credit goes out to the entire PACC bowling. Wickets shared all around. And then they chased it. 6 down in 15.1 overs. 2 batters getting 50. Maaz, Muhammad and Sahir got retired. The rest of the batting lineup struggled to get past 9. It was really a tale of that one partnership that won them the game. They lost an early wicket. They lost loads of wickets afterwards, but they just crawled over the line.
I love Maaz Muhammad. He's a good player. He is a great player and so smiley.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. So that's a good win for you and for PCC.
Yeah.
So that brings the difference to 1. The other game that we picked was in Division 3. I'll go to that very quickly. I'm doing this off the app. It was Lama Vikings versus Island Rangers. We both picked the Lama. We're on the Lama bandwagon. The Lama Vikings let us down. They got 140 batting first.
Hey, I'm off the Lama train.
You will say that, but you'll be back on it. 4 for 15 for Navin of the Island Rangers kept Lama Vikings to 140. And the Island Rangers chased it down, 6 down and 60.2. Very similar. The first chase, except all the runs were shared as well. Vikings, just not enough runs on the board. Wayne Henry's bowled and batted well, but could not do enough. Well, just bowled well, I should say. Didn't do well enough. So those are the 2 games we tipped. Now let's quickly go through the games we did not tip because I was sick in Division 1. We missed out on the CSRSK Frontiers versus TCC Caribbeans. Fun fact, about 4 members of the Caribbeans joined the HKU Nets on Monday night to train for this big game against CSRSK. They wanted to be ready for it. They needed the win. They went out there and they got smashed. So I don't know what that says about our net sessions. Probably not very good.
No.
141 for 7 for the CSRSK Frontiers. I do like the Frontiers. They batted well. Mahesh Kumar.
I would have gone with the Caribbeans on this one.
Yeah, and you would have been wrong. But I would have gone for the Frontiers because my good friend Mahesh Kumara is playing that team. Top score to 27. So it's a real team effort to get to 141. You think that's a below par score, but the Caribbeans were bowled out for 116. 3 wickets for Ruchita, 3 wickets for Buddhika. Big win for Frontiers. Really, really helpful for them. I've got the points table later on.
Yeah,
go through that.
I've pulled it up now. I can see it.
Okay, Division 2. Let's go with the game we missed there, which was, you like this one. We had we have a Division 2 game. No, we did not. Okay, carry on. No, we did. There we go. 16 March, right?
No.
16 March was, yeah, so we didn't have a game in Division 2. Carry on. Division 2 did not be in action. Division 3, we had your favorite KCC Pioneers against Little Saiwan Rising Stars. Who would you have picked?
I know the result of this one, so I would have picked Little... I would have not picked Pioneers.
You would have picked the Pioneers.
No,
you were on the Pioneers.
No.
You were supporting...
I got them one win.
This is why they lost.
You are the reason they lost.
I would not pick them anyways.
Yeah, but I would have. They would have listened to the podcast. They would have got excited and won.
They tuned in and they heard you completely skip over the Challenger League.
Whose fault is that?
It broke their poor hearts.
Mr. Sniffles.
Well, Little Simon Rising Stars got 186 for 848 for Saad Ijaz. Wickets for Ronnie, 4 overs, 2 for 20, bowled very well. And Ivan Shum, my new favorite offie, 4 overs, 2 for 33. But it was too many runs. Alvin Chang batted well for 46. Li Ka Ming was not playing this game, which I think was a big difference for them. They missed his batting and his bowling. And they batted 20 overs, but only got 147. Well short of what they needed. So a big win for the Rising Stars.
The Pioneers played their final. They played their grand final when I picked them a couple of weeks back. So they did well, but they're not going to win that one.
They've already done better than the Saracens. So it's all
this is true. They've won 2 games. Well done to the Pioneers.
So Division 1 points table is looking at it now. It's tight at the top. Indus and PACC. We just saw that game. Both locked dead even in Division 1. Top.
Can we trust this table?
No, but let's just go with anyways.
Well, let's just do the top and bottom then.
6 wins, 2 losses, Indus, PC, Golden Stars. IRC, Charlie Bears, Challenge League. A lot of these players don't play for the Saturday team, but they probably should because they're doing really well in Division 1 Challenge League right now. 5 wins out of 7 games, 11 points there. So that top 3 is shaping up well, very tight. There's lots of competition in the middle, but I don't think any of
them. Who did you have from Charlie Bears in your team today? Goofland?
Yeah, I think we had Goffron today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie Bears are playing everywhere.
Who was wearing a mask? He turned up when he was sick.
And he took a catch.
Yeah.
Didn't score any runs, though.
Unlike
didn't
you.
Didn't score a 50.
You could have worn a mask and turned up last week and we'd know all about these games. Anyway.
TCC Strikers got 8 points in 4th place. They're way out of it. And the middle of the table is quite packed with a lot of teams on 6 points. The relegation zones, CSRSK Frontiers just got that big win over the TCC Caribbeans to close the gap between them and the Caribbeans. They're 8th and 9th, Frontiers 1 point behind. And the Little Salmon Gladiators, a good friend Arthur, they need to turn around. They've already played 7 of their 9 games. They're 2 points. I think...
they're gone.
And then, well, they can win the next 2 and get up to 6, which will keep them tied to many other teams. So they need other results to go their way. They're basically gone. Frontiers 1 game in hand with 5 points. Again, they need a win there to get them to 7. Lots of teams on 6 if they drop their last 2 games. So the relegation battle is really heating up. Any team from 5 to 10 could actually go down to Div 2.
Okay, let's talk about Div 2.
Talk about Div 2. I see Panthers and Yao Tse Mong cricket district team, both with 5 wins in 8 games, and Nepal Rhinos, 5 wins in 8 games. They're in the top 3. Panthers have 1 washout, while the other 2 have 3 losses. So that's why it's 1 point for IC Panthers and 10 points, 11 and 10 points for...
Have I been listening enough to remember that Nepal Rhinos only went up to Div 2 this season, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
See?
They've done really well. They're in contention now to go again.
They could go up to Div 1 here.
Big fat.
Go the Nepal Riders. Go Malacca. Go the team.
They're going to love the T20A series next week. They're going to be out there.
They are seriously going to go nuts.
You've got to shout them out.
Absolutely.
They're Nepal Rhinos.
God, how many times have we referenced KCC Morning League this podcast? But I know the entire team. They're the nicest blokes. When they're out in the middle, they're horrible. They're the most competitive team in any competition at Hong Kong. They argue every point. They argue every decision. They do the whole. They come off, big smile on their face, nicest bloke. Thank you so much. Oh, see you next time. Lovely. Love them.
The goats still have to play them. We still have to play them, the Marcours, don't we?
Do you really?
I think so.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be fun. Let's see where your loyalties lie. Oh, it's clearly with the Nepal Rhinos. Why do I even ask? Anyways, Indians United, Lama Power, USRC Avengers.
Usman's going to come up in the broadcast and get upset at me.
He will.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking wrong
We'll come to the goats. They're in Division 2. So continuing here.
Yeah, but it's not. Is it the same goats?
We'll get to that.
It's not you. I remember that because of the Saturday.
They don't have my 50s there. Anyways, Indians United, Lama Power, USRC.
You get a 50 in the HKU team this Saturday and then we'll talk.
I might, okay.
I'm not talking Thursdays. I know you're having your Nazucket net session, but...
Okay, back to the points. Indians United, Lama Power, USRC Avengers, 8 points for all of them. They're all log jam in the middle there. I don't think they can challenge, but again, a late surge, especially Lama Power with three games in hand, they could still challenge for a spot in the final. Then we head down to Serendip Tritons, who might actually avoid relegation despite not having a team for half their games. Three wins, three losses, so when they show up, they're decent. Madras CC, three wins, four losses. Now we get to the relegation zone. The two teams likely to go down, the HK-USD Challenge League. Only one win so far in six games. Three games left to turn around for them. And USRC Markhors, the GOAT.
What is going on with the GOAT?
Seven games, seven losses, they're done. I'm ready to call their season. Two wins will take them to 4 points. It won't be enough because the eighth place team has 6 points. The Markhors are officially going down to Division 3.
Yep, they're done. And I think, if by memory... HKUST's only win is the one that I tipped them on.
Yeah, you somehow got that right.
Okay, let's move on to Div 3. This is already going very long.
Div 3, Island Rangers, HKU Students, Little Simon Rising Stars, all on 5 wins. The HKU Students and Rising Stars, 6 games. Island Rangers, 7 games. So that's tight up top for a spot of promotion. Lama Vikings, 4-3. And then you got a lot of teams there. You know, Bora Blasters, 3-2. Lanta Sloggers, 3-4 in the middle. You got three teams of 4 points each, Kaelin, Belchers, and Pioneers. Kaelin having played just 5 games, so they're probably in good position to get out of that relegation battle. So it'll be down to the Belchers, who've only got 4 points in 7 games. Yanuo, who've not won a game, but there's no relegation anyways.
I was about to say, what relegation?
Sorry about that. It's just the battle for the wooden spoon, I should say.
Natesh has just created Div 4 of Challenge League.
They could relegate it to KC the Morning League. No. and then Yanuo, 0 points. So Yanuo will be trying to get some points.
This is Chaos League. The Morning League's not this level.
Not this level of chaos. But anyways, the promotion battle Div 3 heating up as well. So it's looking good in Challenge League right now. We're seeing a lot of exciting games for the back end of the season. We've got 4 games this weekend. Should we just quickly tip on them?
Yep, go.
Division 1, Chingy Smashers, Little Saiwan Gladiator on Sunday at GDB, 11:10 a.m.
Chingy versus Gladiators, you said?
Yeah, it's Gandhi versus Atif. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Sankara, Narayan, and Gandhi Matanathan will get the win here.
I think so as well. The Gladiators have had a really tough season. They're struggling at the bottom. I'm going Chingy as well. Tammy's not got the headphones on.
Tammy's not interested in Challenge League at all. She'll be back for birthdays. All right. Yep, go on.
Now we talk about the GOAT. We talk about HKC Challenge League. This is the bottom of the barrel scrap, the Markhors. They're very different to the Morning League team. They don't have me, for example. They don't have Habib. They don't have.
Why don't they have Habib?
I think he's at Asians United.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That's why he plays in a different team out at PKVR for Morning League as well.
So there's quite a lot of players who play in the Morning League for Markhors. Ashwin, Jayas, HQ boys who can't play Challenge League. So they don't have the same strength in this team. And the Friday team is stronger than this team as well. The Challenge League team is the proper core group of Markhors. They have momentum from today's game. HKUC Challenge League may not get a level in the park. What do you think?
Goat.
You're going with the goats.
Go for their first win of the season.
I'm going to go for my alumnus, HKUC Challenge League.
Okay.
I'm backing my boys.
Right. Pencil that one in. And what else we got?
We got Serendip Tritons, also in Division 2, against Lama Power. This is a no-brainer. Lama all the way.
Lama's won 4 from their 6 games, and Tritons have won 3 from their 6 games. Why is this a no-brainer?
Because Lama are great.
Okay, this may be the last time I pick Lama. Ooh. All season. Go for it. Put them in. If they lose, they're done.
We're going to dedicate it.
I'm going to put all 5 or 6 teams into the never ever bin.
And the final game in Challenge League is the Division 3 game out at HKCC on 5th April. I've got confirmation that I've got a staff of HKCC helping me out to broadcast as an NV play. If he figures it out, it will work. HKU Students versus HKCC Kaelin. HKU Students, HKCC. This is very tough for me to pick.
Not for me. I'm going for the HKU Students.
You're going for the Students. Oh.
5 wins from 6 games.
But keep this in mind. Now I'm going to spill it to you. HKU have a Saturday game in that afternoon. There's a University Cricket League match the following Sunday, and the Joint U Tapal Cricket Sixes on the Sunday also. The HK students only have so many players, being pulled in all places, and the captain has informed me they don't even have 11 players sorted yet. I've asked them, please find 11. You're playing at HKCC. It's being broadcast. It's on turf. For this reason, and for the fact that Kaelin are scorned by the fact that I've not been picking them, I'm going Kaelin.
Kaelin have beaten two teams. Who are they?
I can't remember off the top of my head. Can we pull it up?
I'm assuming it's not Island Rangers, Rising Stars, Lama Vikings, Bora Blasters, or Lantau Sloggers.
Well, here we go. They've beat Lantau Sloggers by 8 wickets.
Yeah.
And keep scrolling down. It's called a while back because they've not been good this season. They beat Belchers by 199 runs. So the two wins have been dominating wins.
Yeah. Against the team that's above them, below them, but not anywhere near the team that's at the top, even if they don't have 11 HKU students.
So now you pick HKU.
Yes. Yeah, because you're not playing.
I'm tipping against HKU again.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe I've done this. I've picked against HKU twice, the same episode. I'm going Kaelin.
All you did is pick HKUST.
Yeah, that's actually what I
mean, they should not let you into a net. You should not be allowed into an HKU net session ever again.
I hope you don't listen to this episode.
That's a shocker. All right, I hope you type them all in because I haven't put anything down. Is that it for Challenge League?
That's it for Challenge League.
Oh, thank God. Let's do birthdays.
And now it's time for Bushy's birthday bonanza.
Yes, birthday time, and one of the big favourites. They're just the one birthday this week, and I know that both Tammy and Nitesh are huge fans of this player. Who's going to announce it, Tammy or Nitesh?
I go to call. Happy birthday to CHK Dragons, HKCC Kaelin, recently married superstar
Ashley.
Close. He's a batsman, he's a bowler, he's an all-rounder wicketkeeper.
Oh, it's a he.
It's a he. He's turning 34 years old on the 10th of April. It's Bobby Chan.
Bobby Chan gets a birthday. Oh, we love Bobby. He's the best.
Yes. Happy birthday and happy wedding.
Yeah.
Wrapped it all up in one. He's got gets married, then gets a birthday present as well.
Perfectly done. All he needs is a 50 against 8K students in the Challenge League.
Dragons have got a game in this weekend as well. Is he going to play?
Well, yeah, because it's Saturday and Sunday, so he should be fine. He is just recently married. He doesn't need to spend the weekend.
Oh, his birthday's not until next Thursday. So he can get a win for the Dragons and then a win.
A win for Kaelin, a win for the Dragons, and then celebrate his
birthday. And then have his birthday after getting married. I mean,
perfect.
Yeah, it's a quadrilla.
Fun fact, he was the Bobby was Ashley wedding match. Ashley's team won, and Ashley got Bobby out in the first over.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
That's hilarious. We know who's going to dominate that wedding, that marriage. Bobby Chan, congratulations on your birthday coming up next week, and good luck in the cricket. We all here at the 852 podcast say happy birthday.
Hi, this is Babar Hayat, Hong Kong national player, and you are listening to 8452 broadcast with Bushy.
Another podcast comes to an end. Another big one, guys. That was massive. We got so much cricket coming out this weekend.
Yeah, we got international cricket. We got the long weekend, so many games. We got Premier League. We got finals.
Finals, semi-finals, women's, men's, international, domestic, everything.
So much.
KCC Morning League.
Yeah.
Had to get it into every section.
Had to. Somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Okay, go on. I'll give you another 30 seconds to gloat. Tell us about the 50.
So my favorite part was when I hit the ball so hard to mid-on that it bounced off the fielder's hand, injured him, and still went for four. I really like that one.
Yes, who was that?
Kashif Shams.
It was Kashif. I knew it was, yeah.
Every Monday I text him the receipt for having paid for the nets at the door. I'm going to actually now add the message, so how's your hand feeling?
Yeah, discount please, in the hospital.
And the best part about that win was, you know, I gave shit to Punjab Lions for not looking like a team. The Green Zing, they all came in proper uniform. They were all there in the team. They were there early. They had a big huddle before it on the field. They looked like a team. They stood for the team photo, all 11 of them. We had 11 guys in 11 shirts. I didn't know the name of three of our players. We went for the team photo. There were 7 of us left. And I was...
One of them didn't even turn up.
Yeah, we had 10 in the end. And I was leaving the club. One of the guys was on the phone. Osama was like, really trying to explain how they lost the game to someone on the other end. So they had people invested in this game. They cared.
They did. But you guys needed the win because you went back top of the table.
I needed to get a scoop six for Instagram. That's what happened.
You did?
Yeah.
Horrible commentary because the audio wasn't working. Yeah. I've seen it already, but...
I'll do it again next time.
Does have my dulcet tones on there. Yes, so we got so much going on. Remember, if you want to get down and watch the T20i series, especially the Nepal games when it's going to be mad in the crowd, come down to Mission Road from next Wednesday. Double headers Wednesday and Thursday, Saturday and Sunday. Otherwise, we got Premier League this Sunday. You're commentating, Nitesh.
HKCC.
You're playing in a semi-final, Tammy.
Semi-final and I believe the Premier League as well.
Yep.
Really? Mm. Excellent. Congratulations. I mean, KCC are going to get thrashed, but I don't feel good about that. But I do feel great that you're going to play for HKCC. Can somebody please get Natasha Miles out? I desperately want an average. I don't know. It's one of those things with numbers where it annoys me where somebody doesn't have an average.
The last ball of the final.
No, no retirements. That's rubbish.
So she'll get out on the very last ball of the tournament. The last ball of the final after they've scored 200 again.
I'm happy with that. She can just walk out of a crease and someone can just take the bales off. Ceremony. Yeah. We could have a big thing on the broadcast. That she finally gets a retired out. That's rubbish.
She might turn up for the optimists against Infidels instead. She may not play Premier League.
Hang on. When's the Premier League final?
No, I'm talking about the Sunday's Premier League.
No, but when is the Premier League final?
It's in May. It's on 4th May.
Where's Natasha Miles?
Ooh. Are they overseas on that weekend? Ooh. The Women's Premier League final will have to change if they're on
tour. Yeah, they will. They'll move it, it when all the national players are in.
Yeah, that, I don't know.
That Thailand tournament doesn't finish until May 21.
Yeah, when are they
which means if they play it in June, it's a washout.
The club is closed. So
the club's closed here at KCC as well at the end of May.
I don't know. CHK problem.
It is. It's definitely not an Aaron problem and it's not a Natasha or Tammy problem.
Not anymore.
But, she won't play in the final as it's scheduled.
They may not play the final at all, actually. You know, just give the trophy to HKCC, be done with it.
Oh, it's such a sycophant now you've moved up the hill. You'd never have said that a year ago. You'd be the one rescheduling it. But anyway.
I actually made the mention that HKCC won the last year Premier League final without the final being played because of the washout.
Yes.
They actually want to actually win a final and hold the trophy because the one time they played the final was Lil Saiwon and Lil Saiwon won that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think there's Premier League on the 27th as well, before the final, and they're gone for that. So
are they left already? Ooh.
So there's going to be a lot of
play. Ooh.
Yeah, oof. That's an oof for HKCC.
The women's team, time you'll take a hat-trick.
So
going
back, this will be the last game Natasha Miles plays in the Premier League this year.
So she needs to get out of the last ball
so she gets an average, which is a very long conversation to say, I need an average and she has to get out this weekend against KCC.
Just Mahina call. Give Mahina a nudge.
Give it to Iris. Give it to the 13-year-old. We want the 13-year-old to get the wicket. I mean, could you imagine? This goes through... Castles, middle stuff.
I'll be very excited on commentary.
Yeah, you are calling that one, so keep an eye on it. We'll be keeping on all of that. That it's all broadcast on Sunday, the Premier League. So is the internationals. Same setup. It's on Cricket Hong Kong, China, YouTube.
ICTV?
No.
Oh.
It is on Stick Sports in the subcontinent, though. So that's it. I think we're done for this week. Thanks, guys. That's the end of episode 25 of the 8 for 52 podcast.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, see you.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush. For Trip Ahead Limited.
Copyright 2025.
Think I'm going for a bat. And that's that.